Everyone stood at Har Sinai. The Torah says, "Ponim beponim dibra Hashem imochem." Hashem spoke face to face to everybody. What's this stuff about Moshe Rabbeinu? What's this stuff about tzaddik, tzaddikim? Every yid puts on tefillah. What do I need a tzaddik for? I have a direct connection to Hashem, right? Baloney. Baloney. Let's see your direct connection. All the people that thought that their own direct connection was enough, we see where they end up, chas v'shalom. And if a person is zoicha, besides their own avoida, besides their own tefillah and Torah and mitzvahs, to make sure to find Moshe Rabbeinu, and to make sure not to give him a hard time, but to do everything they possibly can to come close to him, and to be attached to him, and to be under his wing, under his protection. The Pasuk says, Yekorohim Ipninim, that the Talmud Chacham, the true tzaddik, is superior to the Pninim, to the Lifnai V'Lifnim. The Kohen Gadol is zocher to go into the inner sanctum. The tzaddik can do more than that. Because as we mentioned in another place, in Likut HaLochis, that there are certain things which Yom Kippur doesn't fix. The Gemara says that there are certain things which Yom Kippur is not mechaper. It's only Yom Kippur and Misa. You have to have Yom Kippur and death, and only then is it resolved. But the Pasuk says, Chamas Melech Malachei Moves, that the anger of Hashem is sometimes displayed in angels of death, Misa, Ve'ish Chacham Yechaprena. And the Ish Chacham is greater than the Kohen Gadol. He can be Mechaper even on those things. Even on those things that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. That Yom Kippur can't remove the Gzar Din. Moshe Rabbeinu could remove the Gzar Din. As we see repeatedly again and again throughout the Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to take the worst gzeirois, the worst gzar din against Klal Yisrael, he was able to be mamtikit, he was able to turn it around.